Hello everyone to our new episode of the Data Space podcast by Kumalayo, where we talk about everything data, business analytics, data analytics, anything we find interesting really. And today we're going to be talking to Anna Vitrup from Common Surface, who is the data lead there. And we're going to be talking about unlocking and making sense of new data, both as a new company and within a brand new domain. But I think I'll leave the stage to Anna to describe a bit more exactly what she does and Common Surface. So Anna.
Hi, Joanna. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast today. I'm really excited to be here. I want to start out by explaining what Common Surface is. We are a brand new company born out of the pandemic. Common Surface is a hybrid working platform. So it is a platform that empowers your people to decide when to go to the office by giving them intuitive recommendations and then capture it in a schedule so everyone in the company knows who's going to be in the office on which day. So yeah, excited to talk about that.
So this is brand new, really, because our way of working has changed significantly, especially in the past 2 years with the pandemic. So there's probably a lot of data that we didn't really think of looking into, and maybe it wouldn't have even made much of a difference to our lives if we did decide to look into it. So first, I'd like to talk about your initial approach to this. So the domain you work in, like we said, it's quite new since the start of the pandemic and is relatively fresh. So how have you approached this in terms of making decisions on what data to actually look at and how?
Sure. So I think the first interesting thing to talk about is that we found from talking with hundreds of companies that pretty much everyone did a survey of their employees during the pandemic around hybrid work. So what did they want to do after the pandemic was all over and returning to the office? And, you know, that's a really great start for a lot of companies. But what we have found talking to these companies is that the initial snapshot, the outcome of the survey, is that what people said they wanted, which on average was about 1 to 3 days per week in the office, it simply isn't happening. So a lot of offices are empty and people are struggling with really implementing hybrid work that benefits both the company and the employees. So the first really, really important thing for us immediately as we created our platform was to ensure that we return just true behavioral data back to the companies that are using us. So that rather than having a snapshot from this survey that isn't really representative of what their employees are doing, they needed to have real-time dashboard that showed how full their office is, who's coming in and when, so they could start just understanding this brand new domain. So that was really like our first standpoint. Like, we just need to give them like almost raw data, but simply visualize data that shows what's actually going on rather than the idea of how hybrid work is actually going.
All right. So this is more of a question from me because I'm genuinely curious, is have you learned anything in the process about how people work and how it's changed these days?
Yeah, so obviously it's very individual from company to company. But one of the really interesting points we've learned, and I really want to stress that not only do we gather, of course, quantitative data, but we also do a lot of interviewing end users, potential people, potential customers, potential end users. So we talk a lot, we gather a lot of qualitative data. And what we started noticing was that a lot of the people we talked to said, well, I came into the office once or twice, but I found it empty and quiet, and it was a really awful experience. And so I just decided it was easier to work from home and never come in again. And we thought, oh, wow, this could be one of the reasons that people aren't coming to the office. And then that's when we go to the pool of data we're collecting and we said, is this actually a trend we can see in our data? And we found that there was a statistically significant correlation between people who've come in to an empty office or a nearly empty office the first few times they came in and then how likely they were to ever come in again. And we actually found running data of the users who are using our platform that the people who'd come into a lively, more full office, they were 5 times more likely to come in on a regular basis going forward. And this has been just one of the recent findings that's been really important to understand the psychology behind how people are choosing to come in and their motivations behind coming in.
So friends matter in all of this after we've been
people
through.
Yes. Matter a yes. lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, one of the reasons having this this discussion was with you was really interesting to me is obviously people use data analytics for a lot of things, for a lot of different domains, but there's a whole, you're sort of in a unique position where you're starting afresh. So there's a lot of curiosity from my side, and I think a lot of people at Kumulayo is, how do you get to the point where you decide I can unlock some information that's valuable for other businesses with the data I have at hand? Like, what is the process of deciding what you show and how you show it? So that's going to be my next question, which is, what was the process of deciding what the business value of the information you have is? And what was the aha moment for you in saying, this is important information and we could leverage it for our business? And how can or do your customers leverage it once you open it up via analytics?
That's a really good question. And might I say maybe the hardest part of the process. So we gather a lot of different data through our platform. And to be honest with you, it's an ongoing process of deciding what we're going to show. So I think the first thing to understand is that it couldn't be too specific. As I mentioned earlier in our conversation, we really wanted to first just show the general pattern because no one has that data. So just giving back the really standard stuff about how full your office is on which days, how many people are remote, how many people are on holiday, on average, which day do people come in the most? So it showed for many people that, for example, Mondays and Fridays are particularly empty. Just giving them really, really, our customers, really basic information about what's going on, because there is not really any other source of this information unless you have like a sort of standard booking tool or a maybe a Google Sheet. It was just giving back that really specific information. And then as we're evolving, we're starting to understand that like more about what's happening, we are slowly adding more data points. But we wanted to make it quite general at first, also because what we've seen is it's incredibly individual for each company how their people are behaving. So one of the next the next big pieces is, you know, that survey that everyone did where they asked their people what they wanted pre to coming back to the office. How can we replicate like a real-time dashboard that constantly takes the temperature of what their employees are interested in? So they can use that as a feedback loop on how well they're doing with their hybrid working principles as they're learning what works for their company specifically. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely an ongoing process. But I find the most useful thing to do for me, even though I am, you know, the data person within the organization and everyone's like, what does the data say? Tell us through the data. Mm-hmm. Because we're such a small company, it gives me access to our customers. There's not a very big gap between me and our customers. So I spend a lot of time doing, you know, almost like product research, but for data purposes, talking to people about the true motivations behind this. Because one thing that we definitely don't want to do is just show a bunch of vanity metrics that aren't useful. Yeah. So we've been we've been showing them very general things. We're slow to develop what we're showing, but we're basing that on really talking to people to understand what they need. Rather than just spitting out dashboards left, right, and center.
A lot of field research, as far as I can understand.
Yes, definitely. And it's the first time I'm working in a small company where, you know, the sample set is not so big in terms of how much data we have in the beginning. So, you know, it really means that qualitative data and talking to people becomes equally as important than the quantitative data that we have. And it's definitely a research process, given everything is so new, our company's new, the industry, like the domain is new. But it's a really exciting process of being able to deliver more and more value back to the customer over time.
All right. Well, thank you for that. So I have one more question, and then I think I'm going to go a bit off script and then ask you some more questions out of curiosity, to be honest with you. But so my final question was about your choice of data analytics tools. So you're using customer-facing data analytics as your tool to have your customers look into their data and leverage it, both for their to better their decision-making. But what was it about BI and specifically customer-facing BI tools that have provided you that another solution may not have been able to?
Sure. So when we decided to implement a customer-facing BI tool, the only real competition to that decision was building something ourselves. And we knew that we could have an internal BI tool where we could learn about the data, and then we could build some charts for our customers off the back of that using our engineers. But what we really needed was a really, really quick way to have the architecture to deliver real-time analytics straight from our databases that we could quickly change. So, you know, we thought a lot about maybe just sending out an email weekly to our customers where we summarize how they're doing as one alternative. Mm-hmm. But we thought the real timeliness of it is quite important, but also sending an email, you know, then they would have to go back over times and look at all the different emails to see how things had really developed. And we wanted to very clearly show them trends, because we think that implementing hybrid work is not something you do and then you're done with it. It's an iterative process. And so for us, both releasing the initial data, but we're going to be changing it over time as we learn more with our customers. And that's an iterative process as well.
So flexibility is very important key. In this scenario.
Yes, okay. Definitely. And having to go through the process of saying to our engineers, cool, here is the query that pulls the data. Now let's build a really nice front end on it. It's just, and then let's get the data into the platform. If, you know, I had a lot of interviews tomorrow and learned that actually we need to like show it slightly differently, or this is more important, then the process of going in and changing the graph or adding another one would be just way too long. And we wouldn't be able to deliver value so quickly to our customers. Mm-hmm. So, and we look at the customer facing data as well as our learning process. So we obviously have internal BI tools as well to understand our sales, our marketing, our website traffic and all these things. But the most important data point for us right now is just, you know, the behavioral data of our customers. So it was the first thing we implemented.
Cool. Well, this has been very interesting for me, especially as so ever since the pandemic began, I've been working remotely. So I'm interested about the future of how we actually work in large companies while not necessarily being at the same desk every day with the same people around us. So this has been very interesting, but also I thought it might be an interesting use case to go through, since it is fresh data that a lot of people within their own domains will have to go through as well. So I was interested in how you guys were going through the steps of saying, okay, this is important data, and then, but how can I actually leverage the data to make use of it and to provide use to other companies through it. So this has been very interesting for me. However, I would also like to go slightly off script and ask you two questions out of curiosity, which you may or may not have an answer to, but let's give it a go. The number one question, which I am genuinely curious about now because of how much you've been in this domain and I guess thinking about it day in, day out, is what do you see our future being in terms of working with other people? Do you see a return back to offices full time? Do you see hybrid becoming the thing? And do you see us getting better at becoming hybrids? And yeah, I'm just very curious on your take after these 2 years of wildly different work settings.
That is a really interesting question. One I definitely don't have the answer to. I think hybrid work is harder than we thought it would be. It seemed like this brilliant solution coming out of the pandemic that, well, people want a mixture. They want to go to the office and they want to work from home. But what hybrid work really means to me, and I think to a lot of employees, is it means autonomy, right? It means that I get to choose what I do. And I think what autonomy means for companies is, well, then we don't know what our employees are going to do because they have completely free choice. And I think autonomy is awesome. That's what we all want. But autonomy can be both difficult for me as the person, like as the employee, because now I have to choose, wait, when, okay, I can do whatever I want. When am I going to come into the office? Well, that depends on who's going to be in the office. And I don't know who's going to be in the office. I'm going to have to ask them, or I'm going to have to look at maybe a schedule that someone hasn't updated. And what if I miss out on something really fun if I choose not to go into the office? So suddenly you have to make all these choices, and that can be quite, I think, confusing for people to suddenly have like additional stress on now choosing. Obviously it's awesome, but it, you know, we do see a lot of people being, well, it's easier just to choose to be at home than it is to go into the office and potentially come in and no one's there, or come in on the wrong day or whatever. But I also think for businesses, there's a lot of fears around hybrid work because, you know, mm-hmm. firstly, they're afraid of losing their employees if they force them to do something they don't want. So forcing them to come into the office on certain days. But they're also afraid that if they don't implement some sort of rules around it, that people will have bad experiences, and that will have a cultural effect. And if your culture goes down, then, you know, it's hard to retain people within your company. So we're learning new stuff every day. And for me, it's constant research. As we're developing our product, it's just we're learning and we're learning and we're learning. And, you know, we're trying to find that middle ground where we can make the best possible experience for both the employee and for the company. So my hope is that hybrid work will prevail and people will find a really, really good balance where people get autonomy, the decision making becomes easier, and they get the best of both worlds.
I have a terminology question, actually, because now I'm wondering, does hybrid work also entail a company setup where a group of people always are at the office and a group of people are always remote? That's also a challenge nowadays.
Yeah, I think terminology, this is another interesting thing in the industry because it's so new in the domain. The terminology has not really been set in place. So it's hard to know what people say when they talk about hybrid work. What we tend to do in Common Surface, I can't say my company name. What we tend to do at Common Surface is we differentiate between different levels of hybrid work. So we would say if half the company is in the office and half the company is remote, then I think we would call it like low autonomy but full flexibility. So like people, like they don't really get to make a choice because the ones remote can't come into the office and the ones in the office can't be remote.
I see.
But you can, so it's like a middle ground, and where we have some companies where it's like you have to come in 2 days a week, but you choose which days. That's like you have medium autonomy, medium flexibilities. And some ways say you have to come in every Monday and you have to be remote. That's actually low autonomy and low flexibility because you don't get to choose your hybrid patterns still set by your company, and you then reap all the benefits of it. Mm-hmm. But it's the terminology is difficult because it doesn't
see,
really
yeah
exist.
This is why we need to unlock the data we have to make sense of it. Cool.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, and then one extra token question, and this I think I'm going to start asking these to every guest I have, and again, you may or may not have an answer, but let's say you have some data. What's your process of actually picking the visual you're going to be using for it? Like, have you had any situations where you've seen, okay, that visual was a mistake, so let's switch to this one? It can be as simple as like I switched from a bar chart to a donut, for example.
Definitely. I mean, I obviously try to follow standard principles. So if it changes over time, let's go with a line chart. But I think the main thing I do is I show it to someone who's not super data literate, because I tend to want to make super complex graphs that are like really cool. we cater to HR department and people department who are becoming more and more data driven. But I definitely try to seek out someone within my own organization, or we're in a shared office, or sometimes someone from another company, and just go tell me what this is. What are you seeing?
All right. So it's very much viewer driven.
Yeah, definitely. Because yeah. I think it's a hard part about being a data analyst. You're in a complex domain, but you have to really be good at conveying information to people who aren't necessarily as technical or as data driven. So yeah, I ask other people most of the time.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Anna, for joining me today. This has been genuinely interesting, not just in terms of figuring out how you make the decisions to look into brand new data in a brand new domain, but also to satisfy my curiosity about the future of how we will be working. So thank you very much for joining me today. And to everyone listening, hope to see you for a next episode soon. Bye.
Thank you for having me. Bye.